Dexter McCoyle, who joins us now. Dexter, congratulations. The only way this season would be better for you if you won the Grey Cup.
Yeah, man, it would have been much better if that would have happened, but I'm still blessed and happy to be part of the Eskimos, man. We had a great season. You know, we developed new relationships with everybody, and, you know, everything is going to be all right, man. We just got to learn from this year and continue to get better.
Dexter, for you, and I want to go back to our listeners who maybe don't know. You had played a little bit in the Arena Football League, and the team was losing, so they cut basically every player on the team. There's no guaranteed contracts or anything, cut everybody. And then you were a free agent just looking for a place to go, and you ended up having to drive pretty much across the United States from getting cut in the West Coast to end up so you could make it to that tryout camp of the Orders, correct? Or the Eskimos.
Yeah, that's correct. Like you said, I got released from the Arena team in L.A., L.A. Kiss, played like 5 or 6 games with those guys. You know, whatever happened, happened. But, you know, I'm a firm believer, you know, God closed one door and opened another. So, you know, I was blessed enough, and perseverance pays off. I took the chance. I was like, hell, I'm just take the chance. I need a job. I need to do something. I just want to play a game of football that I love. So I took the chance and drove all the way back from Louisiana, from L.A. by myself, and then from Louisiana to Atlanta, Georgia, and did pay my $100 and did the last trial with like 300, 400 other dudes out there, and pretty much the only one get the call and contract a day before training camp. So
you paid $100, and then there was 300 or 400 guys at that open training camp.
Yeah.
It was a lot
of dudes there, you know, trying to get the same opportunity that I was fortunate enough to get. Like I said, and then, I pretty much think that the Eskimos, you know, the roster was already full, but, you know, they had to make a couple adjustments and things like that. And, you know, thank God that, the Eskimos, they gave me a chance and, you know, to show my talents and to help this team win.
When you look back at that camp, what do you think you did that stood out? Did the Eskimos tell you what they liked and why they were bringing you to main camp? You have one of the only out of those 300, 400 guys who got the call?
Not really. It was just, Paul Jones was the person that was there. He just, you know, told me when I ran the 40. Actually moved me. I was doing drills with the DBs because I always play safe. I was doing everything else on my shuttle, 40, all that type of stuff. With the DBs, and then they, you know, I guess they gave a look at me when I ran the 40, and, you know, just looked at me and then put me at will linebacker, see how I move with the linebackers and cover and things. So that's kind of like was my first adjustment of trying to play linebacker, and, you know, like, you know, just all of a sudden trying to just show my athletic ability. I guess it was just a product of me looking, you know, somewhat athletic, you know, to them. And, you know, showing good movement and stuff with my size. So I guess that played a key in, you know, I guess me trying to get my opportunity with the Eskimos.
Dexter McCoyle joins us, named an all-star today in the CFL. Also was rookie of the year, first Eskimo since Shalon Baker in 95 to take home that award. Dexter, looking at you come from arena ball. And then you come into the CFL. What was the biggest adjustment for you, coming back on the grass, I guess, and just adjusting to the CFL after playing? I know it was a short time, but still playing arena football only a few weeks earlier.
Well, yeah, I mean, of course it was just a little bit of adjustment. When it all boiled down to it, still football. You still have to see ball, get ball, score, defend people, and hit and be physical. So that doesn't change in any game of football you play. But, you know, of course, you had to get used to the rules of CFL ball, get used to the wider field, you know, more space compared to being in a small confined place in arena ball where you really have to, you know, make quicker decisions. I mean, and CFL ball is really quick, too. It's just a lot of space with quick decisions. So you really have to get used to the field, bigger field and different rules and stuff, but overall, I think I adjusted, you know, pretty fast, pretty well. Cause, you know, when it all but ball down back to basics, you know, it's still football in the end.
Dexter, now you've had a year to understand all the rules, everything, how you play the CFL. You obviously were a playmaker on defense. What are you going to work on? What are the areas you want to come into camp next year to be even better at?
Man, it's always something. I don't care how great you are, Michael Jordan, Will Chamberlain, Sean Taylor, who I looked up to in football. You know, I mean, you can name all the greats you want in basketball, football, any sport. It's always something that you can work on to get better. I mean, for me, I mentally just want to work on being a better linebacker. You know, I mean, like I said, it was an adjustment this year to move from safety to linebacker. Never playing linebacker before, so really working on my hands, quicker hands, working on getting stronger. You know, just looking better. You know, as an individual, you know, getting perfecting my game in all ways. You know, being faster, quicker, stronger. You know, continue to mature in my body. You know, you also want to work on the football smarts of it, you know, learning from mistakes from last year, you know, and making sure that this year, you know, when I see something that I've messed up on last year, I know about it, or I know I can fix that because I've experienced and done it before. So, like I said, there's always something that you can work on to get better at, and, you know, I'm looking forward to this offseason and continue to get better for next year.
I'm guessing that, you know, the taste you had in Calgary, or maybe the bad taste from losing that game, that's going to push you. But how much easier might be the wrong word, Dexter, but you have a contract now, you know, for 3 years with the Edmonton Eskimos. And I know that it's not guaranteed, but coming off the season you had, I'm pretty sure that, you know, you don't have that added stress of not knowing what your job is. How much easier will that make the offseason training program for you, just knowing you have a little security?
Well, this is just different, you know. I mean, I never really had an off season since I left college. You know, I've just been on the go of, you know, of my career, trying to figure out where I was going to play ball at, you know, from going from waiting every day to get a call back from the NFL when I left from the Raiders, and then going to AFL and now here. So I never really had an off season really to really just sit in and say, oh, I'm a professional player now, and I have time in the off season to really focus on my game and get back to the same place where I'll be. So I think it's just different now. It's just, for me right now, it's just resting my body, recuperating for the long year ahead, because I played 5-6 games of arena and came and played 22 games of Eskimos. So I'm just trying to really get my body back to 100% and everything, rejuvenate, and then I'll get back to working hard and doing, you know, all the stuff that I do in the offseason just like I was doing before and all my career. I mean, for me, honestly, I feel like there's no off season. There really is no off season for us. I mean, you know, yeah, 6 months off, quote unquote, of not playing football, but it's still, you have to work on your body. You know, stay strong mentally, physically, and for this game, you know, for the upcoming season. I mean, and for me, I'm a player that wants to be great. That, you know, that wants to continue to get better each and every day. So it ain't gonna be no, you know, worse of, for me working hard each day to try to be the best player I can and come back next year and be the, you know, be even better player. Like, you know, I've never settled. I'm not a person that's going to settle or be satisfied for, all right, yeah, I had a good year this year, rookie of the year, all that. But, you know, that really doesn't mean too much to me, because I always want to get better. I want to be greater at, you know, if I can put up the stats, you know, and all that stuff that I did this year, you know, I pray to God that I can do that again next year, but nothing is promised. So you always want to continue to work on, be the best that you could be, and continue to get better.
Dexter McCoyle joins us, announced as one of the 7 Eskimos who made the All-Star team today in the CFL. Also, of course, last week was named the Rookie of the Year in the CFL. You mentioned how you've never really had an offseason since college. You were bouncing around from the NFL to, you know, college. So it was really hard to maybe train and focus and just train to the level that you want. How will you train differently now, knowing that you're coming back to the CFL? What are the specific things that you can work on automatically outside of strength that are going to make you better?
Oh, well, definitely. I mean, like I said, I'm working on my whole body, strength, speed. You know, you want to work on quickness. You know, it's, like I said, every point you get, man, you want to be grinding. You want to be the best player you could be. For me, I want to be great. My standards are always high for myself. I always have high expectations for myself. So, you know, in order to be that way, you have to train that way. In order for you to be that way, you have to live that way. So that's the way I'm taking it, you know. This off season for me, every off season is big, but this off season is bigger. You know, every off season is big. So I just want to continue to, like I said, get better each day. I'll be working, you know, like I told you, I'll be hitting the weights. I'll be running, you know. So I'm trying to do everything to make myself a better player for next year when I do get back to the MLS mode.
Well, Dexter, congratulations on a great season for you and your team. Got the Eskimos back into being a competitive team. Enjoy a little bit of time off. All the best to you and yours over the holiday season. We'll see you in 2015.
Okay, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate you having on. Have a blessed day.